Country Club invites you to come and relax once again in its easy chairs or on one of its deep, soft lounges. Morton Gould and his orchestra are here to play for you, and Donald Novus, the silver-voiced star of stage and radio, is here to sing for you. So join us and make yourself comfortable while our young composer-conductor brings you his own distinctive arrangement of Piccolino from the screen hit Top Hat. Ladies, our singing star Donald Novus has a musical prophecy. I'll always be in love with you.
Sweetheart, if you should stray a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. Find more bliss in someone else's kiss. I'll always be in love with you. I can't do any more. I've tried so hard to please, but let me thank you for such tender memories. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love with you. I'll always be in thank you for such tender memories. I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love.
This for a few minutes to a little house down the road where two grand youngsters have just come in from play. Let's see what they're up to.
Say, this is swell, having a party.
Mom always has ice cream in the refrigerator, just so we kids can have it when we want it.
Gee, that's great. We don't make it often. Mother says it takes too long to freeze.
In an electric refrigerator? Go on, it doesn't take any time at all.
It does in ours. Sometimes it doesn't get hot at all.
Then your refrigerator can't be much good.
Come on, let's get it out before the other kids get here. I'll get the plates and you get the ice cream.
Okay.
See, it's so hot, I can hardly get it out.
Oh, Mother.
Yes, Jackie?
Come on out here a minute. I want to show you something. Hurry up.
What's the matter, son? Come on, Isabella.
What is it? Look at this ice cream, Mother. Hard as a rock.
Why, it certainly is hard. How do you do it, Isabel?
I don't know. It's just a good refrigerator, I guess.
And what's that? A thermometer?
Yes, it's built in. I like that because it makes one feel sure that this refrigerator is really cold. Even on the hottest days, that thermometer's never gone above 48 degrees.
That's a wonderful idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The salesman said that the manufacturer certainly wouldn't dare to build it in if they weren't sure it would stay below 50.
Look, Mother, look at the ice cube jump out. Whee!
What, for heaven's sake? Don't you have to run water on them, Isabel?
No. Those rubber grids in the trays save all that mess and bother.
Well, I never knew anything about them when I bought my refrigerator.
And say, Mabel, here's something else I got with this new refrigerator. A certificate of low operating costs.
Look, well, of all things. That's better than a lot of claims about economy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, Isabel, how in the world did you ever learn about all these things before you bought your refrigerator?
I got it all out of a little book, and it certainly helped me get the biggest refrigerator value for my money. I knew exactly what I wanted, and I got it.
The little book Isabel read was an impartial survey of the refrigerator market called How to Select an Electric Refrigerator. You, too, will want one of these valuable little books. And in just a minute, I'll tell you how you may get one without cost. But first, let's go back to the clubhouse because Donald Novus and the orchestra are waiting with two of the loveliest songs ever written, Chloe and Alone. Morton Gould at the piano.
I'll promise to be your very for you.
Little booklet, because anyone who's thinking of purchasing a new electric refrigerator or of replacing his old one should have the important information contained in this booklet on such points as beauty, food preservation, basic conveniences, dependability of the manufacturer, operating costs, ice freezing, guarantees, and price. There's a chapter on each of these vital points, mentioning no refrigerator by name, but merely discussing the desirable new features that are obtainable this year in some refrigerators for the first time in refrigerator history, and stressing the undesirable ones you may get if you buy without adequate information on the subject. This booklet was put out by the Ross Roy Company of Detroit to sell for 10 cents as a public service. Now, if I tell you that the Kelvinator Corporation purchased a supply of these books so that you can have one without cost, you'll think I'm trying to urge you to buy a Kelvinator. Frankly, I'm not. For when the Kelvinator Corporation saw this booklet, they realized that if prospective purchasers knew all about refrigerators, all refrigerators, and compared the various makes, they would without doubt select Kelvinator because of its exclusive new features, not found in any other refrigerator and at no greater cost. So they merely ask you to step into the nearest store where Kelvinators are sold and ask for a copy of this informative little booklet. Read it, then make your own selection. Or if you prefer, send a postcard to this station giving your name and address and stating that you would like a copy of How to Select an Electric Refrigerator. There's no cost or obligation, so take advantage of this offer before you buy and avoid the possibility of getting a refrigerator that will not have all these up-to-date features.